to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on. All right, so I'm on the clock here. So this past weekend, and I've done this a number of years, calling the NCAA Men's College Cup on ESPNU. Absolute empty stadium over the course of two nights. Sporting Park, an amazing facility, yet no fans there for Clemson, Syracuse, Stanford, and Akron. So, to wake you up here in Houston, we are hosting the NCAA Men's College Cup at BBVA Compass Stadium next year. Now, back to the fans, and I'll talk about that a little bit. How do you get people to these games? The week before, in Cary, North Carolina, the women's final was sold out. Yeah, Duke was playing it, and they're right down the road, but it was sold out. So, the question is, should there just be one site for the NCAA College Cup, just like there is for the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska? Would that be the solution? Or do you give it to the home of the highest seed? And by the way, you have to market and promote these events. You have to have clinics, their coaches in town. You have to have a tournament. You have a corporate buy-in when it comes to tickets. You got a year to promote it, Houston. There is a risk to an empty stadium. If there's nobody at BBVA Compass Stadium next year for the Men's College Cup, it can hurt the sport locally. It can hurt the sport nationally. And I believe that. I don't know what you believe, but that's what I believe. The NCAA Men's College Cup needs better support. And that's Game On for 90.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.